Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Congratulations.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
That was a nice moment last night, wasn't it, Keith?
Beautiful.
Not a dry eye in the house, including Martians.
Yeah.
Some real
tugging at the old heartstrings.
Real Academy Awards ugly cry last night is what that was.
No, that was good. Got the people going. People are excited about it. Nice little video. Some of the highlights. I mean, I can't stand the guy, but I will say his overall story is one to easily root for. Like a fourth line rat player. And he's always a rat player, but like a fourth line grinder. Then goes from that. We're like, oh, he's a useful player. But then emerges into one of the best players in hockey on the first line of Team Canada. That doesn't happen. Like, you look at some of the other guys that have played, like, first line Team Canada, it's like number one overall picks, like Sidney Crosby, Connor McDavid. It's guys that came into the league with a ton of, like, high pedigree. Like, how often do you see the guy that scraps to make the team? Now, he was young. It's not like he was, like, this, like, old player that showed up, whatever. He was young, but...
Oh no, he was an impact player on the fourth line right away.
But did you think he was playing
with Bergeron by the Cup final? I guess what was that, his second year?
Yeah.
And you know, was dominating a game 7 against Vancouver.
But I don't think anybody that watched him play in 2010, 2011 was like, oh, this guy's going to score like high 30s and goals and be like one of the best left wingers in hockey. Like that part is pretty crazy, and he comes back. But I mean, I don't think. And maybe people don't care, but like he did choose to go to Florida, and I feel like people held it against Ray Allen for going to the Miami Heat.
But people loved Ray Bourque for going elsewhere and winning a cup.
Yeah, but that's different because Ray Bourque had never won a cup, and it was like he wasn't going to win one here. And then it was like he almost got like the blessing from everybody to be like, go and win. And
Ray Bourque
to Colorado was not a rival of yours.
Was getting stiffed on contracts left and
by
the Bruins. So, it's not a perfect
analogy. Because he had already won a cup, just like Ray Allen had already won a title. So you almost get the ring chasing. I think there's two things most fans can kind of wrap their heads around. Ring chasing and money chasing. Right? Like some people, I guess maybe some fans will hold that against them. But I don't. I'm like, go get the most money you can possibly get. And Marchand also felt like he couldn't get the most money that he deserved here. He was kind of hitting a brick wall when it came to the negotiations there. So he wanted to go somewhere else. But he went to the place that was the best for him. And the Bruins did give him a service. They helped him out by letting him go to Florida.
Well, letting him go. I mean, he had no movement clause, so he could control quite a bit of that.
Was it every single team?
No, I think it was. I don't
but
recall.
Yeah, maybe the teams
are
trading
for
him.
But
so,
I think he had a good amount of leverage, as most of these players do. Yeah. That's not unique to him. But you're right. You talk about a guy who came in as a third round pick, 71st overall, and he was a productive junior player coming up. So I think a lot of that was height related, right? Yeah. Like he had good skill and good production in juniors, but he's listed at 5'9". There's no way he's 5'9".
No.
And so he's tiny. He's a third round pick. He comes in as a fourth round player and almost immediately he's making an impact.
Oh, he scored 20 goals.
On a cup winner. He dominates a game 7 against Vancouver in Vancouver. And, you know, he's a no doubt hockey Hall of Famer who, when you break it all down, he's going to have a better career than Bergeron, who people love.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to have a better career, and maybe not all entirely in Boston, but he's going to have a better career and will be a better player than Patrice Bergeron.
Value the Selke Award, Jones?
No, and I don't. Okay. I'd rather have heart votes, which Marchand had many, many more of as an MVP than just a guy who plays good in his own zone. And Marchand got Selke votes. I think this gets lost all the time. But, you know, Bergeron won Selkies and won a lot of them. But Marchand got Selke. It's not like Marchand was a bad player in his own zone. He was a good two-way player.
Oh, he's great. He's penalty kill, all that stuff.
And he was a high-end player.
Do you know who has more career goals?
Well, I would guess because you're asking Bergeron.
Trick question. They have the same number of goals.
How about that?
Oh.
How about that?
What a trivia question. Yeah, so obviously Marchand will end his career with more goals. They both have a lot of that Team Canada stuff. Yeah, they're both no doubt Hall of Famers. They're both going to be no doubt number in the rafters. And I don't know if they'll plan that around the same time or how they'll want to stagger that. Whatever, that's a decision for somebody else at a later time.
They were all out to dinner the other night.
I heard about that. They're probably talking about it.
Pasta didn't get the invite, but they were all out to dinner the other night, at least on Sunday. And I kid, because Pasternak was still on his way back from Salt Lake or wherever they are. I don't know if they had an opportunity to catch up on Monday night or any other time, but it sounded like a nice dinner the other day.
But like, how many players that left the Boston team did you still really, really root for? And I think it's a few. Like, I mean, for me, like Paul Pierce, like I love Paul Pierce so much. He was like, the team was bad. They actually ended up winning that trade, famously so. And he went to the Nets, and like, obviously not a great place for him to go, but it wasn't like the Knicks. And I was still like rooting for him. And like, that fell off a cliff pretty quickly. Like, he wasn't very good very long, but I still always wanted him to do well.
Yeah, I think Pierce is a good one.
Tom Brady.
Bork is definitely one. Yeah, Bork. Brady is one. I don't know if it was everybody.
I don't think it was.
A lot of the Bill people.
For sure.
And they took big, giant L's.
They were Homer Simpson into the...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tree right now.
A lot of the Bill people weren't, but no, I think a lot of people around here rooted for Brady.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's more on the list, but I mean, Marchand is on that list. You're right.
But Marchand,
I know you're not in that group.
Oh, yeah, no, not for me at all.
But I do think a lot of Bruins fans feel
Gronk,
that way about him.
Gronk and Brady?
Yeah, maybe. I think
Brady was easier than Gronk.
I think if Gronk just went somewhere else, no one would have rooted for him. I think because he was with Brady. I mean, that's what I think. Who knows, but that's what I think.
But I think the tricky part is because, like, Marchand played for the Bruins for so long, but then it was because it was such a – it wasn't even like an end of season, like, hey, we're parting ways kind of thing. It was like, oh, we're trading you at the deadline to the team that has really become their rival. It's really not Montreal. I know, like, the history would suggest it is, but it's really more Florida.
Yeah, I mean, and modern day, Florida, who have you had more bad blood with and played in the Stanley Cup playoffs? Yeah, Florida.
But you send them there, then they win a cup. So, like, that part's bad. Again, that's why I keep mentioning, like, Ray Allen, because when, like, beloved players like Ty Law and some of the others, they left, they went somewhere else, and it's like, it's not the same, like, head-to-head.
No.
And, like, when Johnny Damon or Jacoby Ellsbury went to the Yankees, nobody liked them. Nobody liked those either player.
Well, no one cared about Ellsbury, but people didn't like Damon.
Ellsbury was left with sort of a shrug. But when Damon left, that was still at the height of, like, the Red Sox-Yankee thing. And it wasn't like, oh, I remember all those cool hits and the beard he had. It was like, no, screw that guy.
Mookie?
Oh, yeah, I do root for Mookie. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Yeah, that's definitely a good one.
Pedro, I feel like it took a while. Pedro on the Mets, I wasn't rooting for, but when Pedro pitched in that World Series with the Phillies. That was against the Yankees.
Yeah,
though,
he was
right?
The guy I was rooting for.
Maybe that makes sense.
Oh, Ramirez, we went to the Dodgers. I was rooting for him like crazy.
Oh.
And he was awesome. I don't think he ever got out that year.
Billy, I think, was pulling for Jason Bay that year, if I remember correctly. I think is what you were doing.
I rooted for Nomar on the Cubs.
Oh, yeah, well.
Nomar, yeah, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
So there are, I mean, there definitely are some.
Look, but Marchand's on that
Pierce
list.
Pierce and KG.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely those guys.
So, look, you guys can jump in on this. 617-779-7937. Lost in the Marchand tribute is how crappy the Bruins are. And
they're not good.
I think Swayman, like, Peak is just unlucky. I don't know how that thing ping-ponged in from way out below the circles into the net. That's unlucky. But, like, throw him on the list, I guess. Swayman, I think, gave up on that goal. Like,
so
gave up.
That's frustrating.
He thought he got beat when it hit the post. He stood up like he got beat. He never got back into the play. I think Swayman gave up on that goal. And minus Lauri was horrible last night. Two goals where he was just bullied off the puck.
Yeah.
And he's just too, his little baby boy body couldn't handle it. And he got bullied off the puck. And he's too weak on the puck in his own zone on the second goal that he was involved in. The first one, you know, he got out muscled in the same way.
They have 3.5 good players, right?
And who's the half?
I like Geeky.
Oh, okay, fine.
Geeky's pretty good.
It's not Who's Nut Dinoff?
No, it's not Who's Nut Dinoff. I think it's Geeky.
It's not Fraser, don't call him Niles.
It's not him.
Okay.
But like Swayman's one of the guys I include on that list. So if you don't get a great night out of Swayman. Like,
oh, and they haven't since his first two games. He's been dog crap.
Then it's almost impossible to lose. It's almost impossible to win. And because Florida hasn't been playing great this year. Florida's been pretty bad. They went in, I think it was the same record as the Bruins last night. So. And it was a game where you dug yourself a hole, but then you came back. But then to lose it the way that they did is just demoralizing. And I don't even know how much of it is strictly like an effort thing. Like, they're just not very good.
No.
Like, the talent's bad.
And I'm almost ready to already mail it in and say I lost on Swayman bounce back because it's miserable.
May not be.
I'm not quite there yet, but it's probably going to be a loss. I know you like to look this up, Keith.
I like where he ranks the goals against.
Are you looking it up?
Yeah.
Don't look.
I have it. Sorry.
Oh, you have it.
It's low. Have you seen it yet?
I have it.
Okay.
What do you think it is?
I think it's 36th goals against and 27th save percentage.
Wow,
there are 32 teams.
Those are good guesses.
There are 32 teams. He is outside the top 32 in goals allowed average.
Already we're back here with this guy.
He needs to be awesome for them to have a chance. So if he's
where is he in save percentage? Because like you guys said, the talent's horrible.
27. Yeah, well, okay, that was a guess. Oh, is it 27?
27 is my guess.
That's your guess?
Yeah, that's my guess, yeah.
Same guess. Yeah. But like if he's not going to be incredible this year, then you have no chance. Then you might as well pivot to Gavin McKenna. You might as well.
What are we calling that again?
Gagging for Gavin.
Nice.
I don't know if that's going to catch on or not.
617-779-7937.
Best gag is you're going to get around here.
93.7. We will have a lot on the show related to Brad Marchand. We have Pure Hoops with Terp at High Noon. It's the return of Joe Mazzulla or a serial killer. Who said it? Ed Gein's version. That'll be at 11 o'clock. You'll have an opportunity to win tickets to see Matt Rife on New Year's Eve at TD Garden. We'll tell you how to do that coming up. Plus, we have some Patriots thoughts as well. Are the Patriots getting, Keith, enough respect at the national level? I know Curran's a little bothered at the lack of respect they're getting. although he doesn't seem to be giving Drake May a lot of respect. Are they getting enough respect at the national level?
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. You understand that?
We'll get to that with your phone calls next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen, you got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.